Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Once again, just in time, I paid my federal income taxes. Do we have a good tax system to finance our federal government? I don't think so. Only 5% of the public say it's working just fine. Our tax code is too big and complicated. In 2014, when we started collecting income tax, the code was 400 pages. Today, it has ballooned to 74,000 pages. We're at the point now that even the H&R Block can't get it right. Don't try to call the IRS for help. No one will answer. And I don't blame the IRS. I blame the politicians. Over the years, they've added all kinds of exemptions for their voters. And that's a proven way to buy votes. And once a company or an individual is given a special tax break, it's next to impossible to take it away. Taxpayers are allowed to write off their interest payments on their home. But that's not a business expense. And many companies pay for employees' health insurance. And it isn't taxed. There are all kinds of complicated loopholes that big corporations can use to avoid taxes. All of the tax experts agree that if we eliminated enough loopholes, we could dramatically reduce the tax rates. And to get taxpayers and companies to give up their goodies will be a hard sell. It seems to be easier to raise the taxes on the rich. There has to be a limit there also. The top 1% of earners already pay 50% of the taxes, and the top 20% pay more than 80% of the taxes. At least we have members of Congress acknowledging that something must be done. The problem has pushed some of our aspiring 2016 presidential candidates to recommend changes. How about a flat tax? Everyone pays the same percentage. That could be as low as 15%. Or maybe a national consumption tax. Almost all developed nations raise some of their money through a national consumption tax. Other developed nations get only about a third of their revenue from federal income taxes. We need to do something. Tax filing reminds us how bad our tax code is. It's impossible to understand it, and it corrupts our Congress. Give a little money here, give a little tax break there. That's how you get the votes. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.